Okay, well, thank you, Leonard. I do have graph paper. I've got isometric paper, you know, because I draw. But yeah, I can plot that out. I can even print it on a, you know, put it on a computer, and you know, to produce drawings, and it works out pretty well. And because on a computer, you can, you know, you can enlarge it to fit your screen or fit your eyes or whatever. But yeah, I've got. You know, the lot's big enough. It's 120 by 180. My fence is 120 by 170, all the way around the house. So there's some, you know, good corner posts. I got a couple of big maple trees that are pretty stout in the front, and I got a two-car garage with a attached with a carport, and then I have a small barn in the other corner. So there's different anchorage points and what have you, and I can see me putting up, you know, a couple of those J mounts that go on the side of a kind of a gable that poke up over the lid, and Vladimir told me about Menards, these stainless steel antenna masts. They're 1¼ inch stainless, and I said, well, I'm going to use, because I have some fence pole, top rail. And he said that, well, think about it. He said, these are, they don't bend. So on the ones that I can't put guy wires on, why, I'll maybe use those. And they're relatively inexpensive, but twice as much as the top rail. They're about $25 a piece, and they're only 5 foot, whereas the top rail is our 10 foot. So it just kind of depend on which way we end up flying with it. This is KF8 FGS, back to you, 88 FK.